A Dutch-led international team investigating the shooting down of a Malaysian Airlines passenger jet over Ukraine 5 years ago has named three Russians and a Ukrainian as murder suspects. AP's Charles de Ledesma has details.
The international team investigating the downing of flight MH17, in which 298 people died, will not ask Russia and Ukraine to extradite the four suspects. Prosecutors realize that the constitutions of both countries prohibit that. They are asking Russia to hand the summons to the suspects who are in the Russian Federation and arrange for the men to be interviewed about the charges.
AP's Charles de Ledesma. As he kicks off his re-election bid, it seems that President Donald Trump's campaign has a lot of money to spend. AP correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
The party says the president pulled in nearly $25 million in the less than 24 hours after announcing his campaign. It's a staggering sum, dwarfing what his top Democratic challengers raised over the first 3 months of the year. The president had already reported having nearly $49 million cash on hand after March, with the Republican National Committee having an additional nearly $35 million. The Democratic National Committee, by comparison, had just $7.5 million with $6.2 million in debt. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
A Kenyan court has found three men guilty of helping Islamist militants carry out an attack on a university that killed 148 people. The three men will be sentenced on July 3rd. A fourth man was acquitted of the charges. On April 2, 2015, four al-Shabaab gunmen stormed the campus of Garissa University College and opened fire. Most of those who died were students. This is VOA News. A UN rights investigator says there is credible evidence linking Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman to the murder of dissident journalist Jamal Khashoggi last October in Riyadh's consulate in Istanbul. Agnes Callamard, the UN Special Rapporteur on Extrajudicial Executions, said in a new report that Khashoggi was the victim of a deliberate, premeditated execution, what she called an extrajudicial killing for which the state of Saudi Arabia is responsible.
There is no way the leaders of that state, including the Crown Prince, were not aware of those violations. In fact, there is evidence, credible evidence, pointing to their involvement.
Saudi Arabia insists the killers were not acting on Prince Mohammed's orders. The Saudi Minister of State for Foreign Affairs said the report contained nothing new and lacked credibility. Saudi Arabia has put 11 people on trial for Khashoggi's murder. It is seeking the death penalty in five of those cases. General Motors is trying to avoid recalling thousands of pickups and SUVs that have Takata airbag inflators. AP's Rita Foley reports.
GM asked the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration to exempt it from recalls that are required under a 2015 agreement between the government and Takata. Takata inflators can explode with too much force, spewing shrapnel into the cabin. 24 people have been killed. General Motors says the inflators in its vehicles are unique to GM and are safe, and none of them have exploded. Its petition has just been posted online by the government. Rita Foley, Washington.
The Federal Reserve is leaving its key interest rate unchanged, but signaling that it's prepared to start cutting rates if needed to protect the U.S. economy from trade conflicts and other threats. The Fed left its benchmark rate, which influences many consumer and business loans, in a range of 2.25% to 2.5%, where it's been since December. Jerome Powell is the Fed chair.
In light of increased uncertainties and muted inflation pressures, we now emphasize that the committee will closely monitor the implications of incoming information for the economic outlook and will act as appropriate to sustain the expansion.
Powell's language echoes comments that he made 2 weeks ago that triggered a stock market rally as investors started believing rate cuts are on the way. On Wall Street on Wednesday, stocks closed higher following the Fed's announcement. The Dow Jones Industrials were up 0.15%. The S&P 500 gained 0.3%, while the NASDAQ added 0.42%. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, please log on to our website, voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.
It's VOA. One. All the hits and more right here on VOA 1.